time for today's No Sweat News, so let's get to it. Volbeat tickets up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. That's pretty cool.
Okie dokie.
Big May show at Pier 17 in New York City. Dateline New Jersey for our first story.
What?
Color me questionable on story number one. A mom in Jersey City ordered diapers on Amazon, and the diapers showed up used.
Oh, God. There goes this breakfast bagel.
Nassie Sales from Jersey City. Nassie, that's her nickname. She ordered diapers for her 19-month-old from Amazon, and she was changing her daughter in the middle of the night, and she thought, oh, my God, this feels heavy. So she peeked on the lights, and it was used.
What type of savagery is the world coming to if used diapers are being put out there?
Sleepy, overtired parent? Or mistake by Amazon?
Mistake by Amazon.
I'm going sleepy, overtired parent.
Nope. Amazon.
I think somebody dumped in a kid's diaper and sent it off in the Amazon. Now, of course, they say the Amazon workers don't get potty breaks. So
that's my point.
Maybe there is something to this.
There is something there. Mm. That's disgusting.
Well, she called Amazon. I don't think we'll see what happens.
Did she get any free diapers or anything out of this?
I don't know. Amazon's investigating.
Good.
Now, here you go. Dateline, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. Young lady in Fort Pierce, Florida, got pulled over by the police officer. And when she rolled down the window, he smelled it. The marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, up, but a save. Oh. The woman told the police officer, oh, I have a medical marijuana card.
Right.
It's right there in my sweatshirt if you'd like to go get it.
Okay, fair enough.
When he picked up sweatshirt,
yeah,
the crack cocaine fell out. Now,
sometimes you forget about the crack. I know it happens every once in a while. It's like leaving the kettle on too long. You forget the crack.
What about this?
What?
Did she have a medicinal crack cocaine card?
Oh, that would be helpful.
No, they don't exist.
Oh, shoot.
Gotta
work on that.
Now, here's the story of a billionaire who's looking for a girlfriend, and your first date will be going to the moon.
Oh, my.
Outer space.
Well, this is interesting.
This is one of the guys who was one of the first people to buy one of those private trips to the moon on SpaceX.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to bring his girlfriend with him. He's the same Japanese billionaire who kicked off 2020 by giving away $9 million to random people who shared his tweet as some sort of stupid social experiment.
That's right.
This Remember. Same Japanese guy is single, and he's looking to mingle.
Well, usually I'm interested in the ladies, but you said billionaire, right?
I did say billionaire, and
well, then color me single. Davey will put on a dress and do whatever the heck you want if you're a billionaire, pal.
I think he wants to go past Uranus, or at least one of your moons. You can apply to be his girlfriend. Applications are being accepted. Looking for single women over 20.
I'm over 20.
There's almost everybody I know.
I'm over 20.
Go to mz.abema.tv.
Well, this guy sounds sane.
There you go.
I'm sure you won't wind up chopped up into little pieces and then scattered through the universe.
I agree. He's going to open a window as soon as...
This sounds like he's going to go to the moon with you, and the next thing you know, you're going to be flying in space and you're at your with your helmet off.
No risk there whatsoever. You can be a billionaire's date.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the crazy space-exploring billionaire who's probably going to murder me.
Where'd you meet your boyfriend, sweetheart? On the No Sweat News.
Yeah.
Never the answer you want. That's today's No Sweat News. Volbeat tickets on Friday's quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.